have a good number of our normal congregation members here, but we also have a lot of visitors that are here with us this evening. It is very good to see you. It's encouraging to see you, and we look forward to visiting with you here after this service as well. We look forward to singing praises to our God and encouraging one another as we sing together. For several years, we have been having we've been hosting an annual singing night. We've had several different themes associated with that. And I can tell you that in each one of them, I have been encouraged through the messages of God's Word that are included, expressed, relayed to us in the songs that we have that have been, the efforts that have been put forth, the people who wrote those songs. And we get a lot of encouragement, teaching out of those songs, as well as obviously an opportunity to praise our God. And it's encouraging to see you all here for that, as I anticipate that that will be no different this evening. Hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am. A few announcements before we do begin. There's a couple of very serious things that I do want to make sure that everyone is aware of. One is, just learned a short bit ago that Tim Stevens' wife, Vicky, has been diagnosed with cancer, and as I understand, this is a relapse, and she's going to begin radiation treatments just right away. In fact, she was scheduled to speak at the upcoming Ladies Day event, and she will no longer be doing that. Let's keep her in your prayers, in our prayers, as she faces this and faces treatment, that the treatments will be successful in treating her and making this ailment go away. We also learned that, and Fred Perez shared with us a horribly sad event that happened Wednesday evening. Their friends, Robert and Christy Payne from the Lubbock area, Christians that live down in that area, their three daughters, Ella, Aranza, and Sarah, were involved in a horrible traffic accident, a very harsh wreck Wednesday night. And their two oldest daughters died. And the youngest, Sarah, has had surgery for multiple injuries and is still hospitalized in Lubbock and still a very serious situation, as I understand, with her. So Fred and Roseanne asked for the prayers for their family and for the healing of Sarah, but also for them as well, for Fred and Roseanne as well, that they've known these people for some time and very saddened by this event. So let's keep the Payne family in our prayers as they're going through this horrible time. On a very happy note, Libby Smiley was in the hospital recently, and she came home yesterday and I believe is with us this evening, and so it's very good to see you again. And let's keep her in all of our prayers as she continues to heal and recover from the infection she was fighting. Coming up very soon, so in the month of September, we're going to be having our fall gospel meeting, and that will be with Brian Haynes from the Oregon area. Of course, many of us know him. He lived in Tucumcari at one point, and Brian will be speaking for us during that meeting. That is September the 22nd through the 27th, and we've already seen a little bit of information about the lessons that he's planning to bring, and I'm excited about those. And he has given a title to his focus to his series of Being Wise in a Foolish World. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I know the last time that I heard him speak, I was very, very pleased and encouraged with what he had to say. And there's also one other thing that he has offered, and I encourage you to begin thinking about and scheduling around, if at all possible. He'll be hosting daily weekday classes. I believe that's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. Weekday, Monday through Friday, during that meeting as well. So plenty of opportunities for us to come together to study God's Word, and once again, at his efforts, even a little bit extra opportunities there for us. Remind everyone that this singing will be recorded, and it will be posted on our website in the very near future as well. And so you can be looking at that if you would like. All right. A couple other thoughts before we begin. I would like to tell you that we generally anticipate and we try to schedule this typically to be around about an hour and a half service. So if it is that you need to get up and take a drink of water, by all means, feel free to do so. I know that throat can start dry out on you, and so if you need to do so, please feel free. A couple other thoughts. In the instruction that we see Paul, where Paul wrote to the Colossian Christians, we find these words. Colossians 3. It says, "Put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." And then he goes on to say, "Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." We're going to focus with the general idea of the admonitions that we find in Scripture and highlighted in song this evening. To admonish is to encourage, it's to instruct, or even to gently correct at times. We know that we can find tremendous encouragement and instruction in the songs that we have available today. We're fortunate that people have put forth the effort. Some of our contemporaries continue to work on these things and arrange songs that we can benefit from. Each of these songs contains messages, so let us diligently consider their messages. Specifically tonight, we're going to consider admonitions regarding fellowship, obedience, work, instruction in the Christian life, remembering the love of Christ, and lastly, the desire that we should have to all one day be with God in heaven. In Ephesians 5:19, we see instructions to Christians to speak to one another through songs and hymns and spiritual songs. So through congregation or a group of church singing, and as a collective, we can encourage all even more so as together as we do this. So let's work together and unify in this effort. But that starts with the efforts of each individual. So only you can determine how much effort you put forth into all of your work, including your singing. We consider that our creator, made our bodies capable, designed them capable of singing, and then he told us that he wants us to sing unto him. A kind of sacrifice that we can make through the efforts that we will make. As in all aspects of life, God knows the effort that we put forth when we sing. So as we begin this singing service this evening, I'm going to ask you, are you prepared to put forth your absolute best efforts this evening to praise our God and admonish one another in song? Six leaders have been selected for this evening. And after our prayer, Jeff Holt will be our first leader. And at this time, we'll ask Brother Patrick Ledbetter to lead us in prayer.
You pray with me, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the opportunity that we have to come and gather at this place to sing songs of praise unto thy name. We're thankful for the safe arrival of everyone that is here. We're thankful for this congregation, dear Lord, and we pray that you would bless us in our efforts to proclaim thy truth to the community around about us. We're thankful most of all, dear Lord, for thee, for the Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Spirit, for the mercy that you give us, forgiveness, and for your grace. We're thankful for the food, for the shelter, and the clothing that you provide for us. And we're truly thankful that you are the one and only true living God. Heavenly Father, at this time we're mindful of the Payne family and for their losses. We pray that you would be with this family in their grief. Give them strength and courage, and we pray that you would help those who are around them to lift them up and help them through the painful times of the loss that they've had. We pray that you'd be with the young Christian girl that continues in the hospital and her surgeries. Be with the doctors and bless them in their efforts, and we pray that she will grow stronger. We also, dear Lord, pray for Vicky and Tim Stevens. We pray that you would be with the doctors and the nurses that deal with her and help them make the right decisions. And we pray that her therapy will cure her of her cancer and bless her with good health. At this time, dear Lord, we ask that you would bless us and help us all to put the thoughts of the world away from our minds, to concentrate on the words of the songs that we sing, and help us to do it in spirit and in truth. These things we ask and we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
First song tonight will be number 64 in the supplement. 64 in the supplement, the greatest commands. The three songs I'm leading tonight will all deal with our fellowship with each other. Number 64.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who knows not love
song will be number 112 in the supplement. We Are One. Number 112.
Just as we are one.
number 219 in the big book, How Sweet, How Heavenly, 219. So, how sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight and so fulfill the word. When
moment, we'll sing number 489. Before we do, I'd like to read the passage that's on the board. I think pride plays a big part in everyone's life. It can either be kept under control and help you be who you're supposed to be and act how you're supposed to act, or it can take control of you and make you be who you're not supposed to be. People with an unhealthy dose of pride won't admit they're under anyone else's power. It's all theirs. It's all mine. I am the boss. I think this passage in Romans 6:16 disputes that. I'll be reading from the American Standard. It says, "Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey?" King James Version uses the word servant in the place of the word slave. "Either of sin resulting in death or in obedience resulting in righteousness." We're going to sing three songs that deal with obedience. For 489, we'll sing the first and last verse.
Know me, blessed are they who do his commandments. They shall claim the tree of life. Into the city they shall enter. They are victors in the strife. Blessed are they. Into the city they shall enter. into the life of joy eternal. God shall claim them for his own. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Into the city they shall enter. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they.
Number 550. 550. All of my songs will be singing the first and last verse. Do me soul for Christ and the church. Let our voices ring. Let us honor the name of our own blessed King. Let us work with the will in the strength of youth and loyally serve in the kingdom of truth. For Christ, our dear Redeemer, for Christ the crucified, for the church, his blood hath purchased, the church, his holy bride. For Christ and the church, let us cast aside by his conquering grace chains of self, fear, and pride. May our lives be enriched by an aim so grand, then happy the call to the Savior's right hand. For Christ, the dear Redeemer, for Christ, the crucified, for the church, song I'm leading will be number 335. 335. Know me, live for Jesus, oh my brother, his disciple ever be. Render not to any other what alone the Lord should be. Live for Jesus, live for Jesus. Give him all thou hast to give.
On the cross, the
world's Redeemer gave his life that thou hour be his, and at eve when day is turning, and inherit endless bliss. Live for Jesus, live for Jesus, give him all thou hast to give. On the cross, the world's Redeemer gave his life that thou mightst live.
Next group of songs will be themed the work. First song will be number 620. 620. We'll sing the first and last verses on it. Room in God's Kingdom. There is room in the kingdom of God, my brother, for us all things that you can do. Just a small kindly deed that may cheer another is the work God's plan for you. Of God for workers who are loyal to Him and true. Can't you say to them now, I will lead the shirkers and the work that's left of you? There is room, there's a place in the kingdom of God. Song will be number 480 in the big book. 480. Sing all three verses of Dare to Stand Like Joshua. We are bound for Canaan's land, tempting by the way. On the road, choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua. Dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve. Song is number 381. 381. Work for the Night is Coming. work for the night is coming.
Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work mid springing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work for the night is coming when man's work is done. Work for the night is coming under the sunset skies. While their wet tents are glowing, work for daylight flies. Work till the last beam fadeth, fadeth to shine no more. Work while the night is darkening, when man's work is o'er.
The songs that I'll be leading will be dealing with instruction. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 from the New American Standard Version reads, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." First song that I lead will be number 394. Number 394.
Angry words, oh, let them never from the tongue unbridled slip. May the heart's best impulse ever check them ere they soil the lip. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father. Blessed command, love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. Love is much too pure and holy, friendship is too sacred far. For a moment's reckless folly thus to desolate and mar. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. Angry words are lightly spoken, bitterest thoughts are rashly stirred. Brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command.
Number 477. Number 477.
love someone more dearly every day. To help a wandering child to find his way. To ponder o'er a noble thought and pray. And smile when evening falls. And smile when evening falls. This is my task. To follow truth as blind men long for light. To do my best from dawn of day till night. To keep my heart fit for his holy sight. And answer when he calls. And answer when he calls. This is my task. And then my Savior to meet. When faith hath made her task on earth complete, and lay my homage at the Master's feet, within the jasper walls, within the jasper walls, this crowns my task.
And my last song will be number 431. Number 431. Let's sing.
Oh, the bitter pain and sorrow that a time could ever be, when I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee, all of self and none of thee. When I proudly said to Jesus, all of self and none of thee, yet he found me, I beheld him bleeding on the accursed tree, and my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee, some of self and some of thee. And my wistful heart said faintly, some of self and some of thee. Day by day, his tender mercy, helping, helping full and free, brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee, less of self and more of thee. Brought me lower while I whispered, less of self and more of thee. See, Lord, thy love at last has conquered none of self, and all of thee. None of self, and all of thee. None of self, and all of thee. Lord, thy love at last has conquered. None of self, and all of thee.
Christ died for us.
I'm going to be doing it down here, Grady. I need parkour to get up there. My songs will be dealing with Christ's love toward us. The first song is going to be number 78 in the supplement. If you would please stand for the singing of this song. Let's get some blood flowing to the extremities. Let's sing.
Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered crown makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand when I can stand.
Next song is a new one. We don't really know it that well. Number 267 in the large book. Let's sing.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Me, he who died, heaven.
Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast fled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Next would be number 677. Number 677. Jesus paid it all.
Gone is all my debt of sin. A great change is brought within. And to live I now begin, risen from the fall. Yet the debt I did not pay, someone died for me one day, sweeping all the debt away. Jesus paid it all. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary. Jesus paid it all. Oh, I hope to please him now. Light of joy is on my brow, as at his dear feet I bow, safe within his love. So I'm singing on the road to my home above. Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was broken on the tree for you and me, and the dead is canceled. Jesus paid it. For me alone did the Son of God atone. Your death to he made his own on the cruel tree.
Jesus died and paid it on the cross of Calvary, and my heart was melted at his dying call. Oh, his heart was
singing about our desire to be with God in heaven. My first song is number 92 in the supplement. Be unto your name.
Only we are a moment, you are forever, Lord of the ages, God before time. We are a vapor, eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor, and glory be unto Healer, Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save. You are the love song we'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty,
number 66, again in the supplement.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength.
shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind.
Happen to be using a book, the song after the invitation will be number 312, and before, let's sing number 262, Some Blessed Day.
Someday in Jesus' name the sun will shine again. Hope on, nor hope in vain. 'Twill come someday. Grief then shall change to joy. God's will our powers employ, and sin no more destroy. Some blessed day.
Trevor, and I want to personally thank Trevor and Brady for organizing this tonight. I think it's been a very edifying time that we've spent with one another, and any time that we come together, we try to provide an opportunity. If there are those present who have not obeyed the gospel, if there are those that would like to request the prayers of the brethren here, we want to give you that opportunity. Please turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'd like us to look at one passage, and we'll bring our thoughts to an end tonight. In Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 4, we've been singing songs tonight around the theme of admonition. And I want to read a passage that we might not readily think of in connection with that. We think of it often as it is in the context of talking about instruction to families. But I want you to notice carefully the wording here, verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 6. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. You read from the Old King James, the wording is a little bit different there. It'll put it in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Old American Standard put it, nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. As we look at what the Old Testament teaches us about this concept of chastening that is used in the American Standard and that is translated training in the New King James, it is very interesting because quite often that concept of chastening will kind of have a twofold approach. When we live as God would have us to, and we see benefit that comes from that, that is a positive thing in our life. But when we sin against the Lord, we do those things that are contrary to His will, and we see negative consequences. Often the book of Proverbs will speak of that as a chastening of the Lord. So it's something that can come not only through the consequences of behavior, but we are chastened by His word. We're corrected by His word. The word that is used, admonition, in this passage is interesting because it could be rendered with the idea of calling one's attention to something. And often we think of that as sort of the negative aspect of this. There's probably a positive and a negative aspect to both of these things that the Father is charged to do training and admonition. But this is more the idea of pointing out, here's what you ought to do. Whether it's a matter of rebuke or it's a matter of one being in ignorance and needing to learn what ought to be done. That's admonition. And we've looked tonight at that idea. But one final thing I want us to kind of think about in connection with this. How do you understand what the charge is here in verse 4? We might often think that it's talking about the manner in which parents are to teach their children. And there's certainly an aspect to that. But I think there may be a little bit more to it in the fact that particularly that wording from the American Standard, nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. The idea seems to be that God has set before us the way we ought to live. And he has shown us consequences. When we do wrong, there are even some consequences we have to face now. But if we don't heed his admonition through his word and address those consequences, there'll be consequences we'll face in the age to come. Here, I think fathers are charged to train them in those things. Help them see that chastening, that training, that admonition that comes from the Lord, so their life will be shaped by that. And I call that to our attention tonight as we're thinking about the theme of admonition, because I wonder if that's the way that we live our lives. Do we allow God's training and admonition to shape the decisions that we make? If you're here tonight and you've not been living the way that God would have you to, you are not abiding in the training and admonition of the Lord. Would you not think about the instruction that he gives us, both in terms of the love that he's shown us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the good that he wants for us, but also the warning that he gives to us of the consequences that will come if we do not accept his grace. Put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?
The voice of the Savior says come. The cross where he died is inside. Even now at the cross there is room. Are you coming?
Closing comments from Pat, and then a closing prayer from Ben Height.
We are really happy that each and every one of you are here. I know on a Friday night in August when school's fixing to start, it takes a lot of effort sometimes to get up and come here, and we're glad you did. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you were edified and lifted up. I know I have been. We've got a lot of visitors, and we're happy that you are here. When we originally started this, and I don't remember how many years ago, 6, 7 years ago, we had thoughts of grandeur that we would fill this building up and would raise the roof off of it, and we're headed that direction. Sometimes it takes time to get a tradition going well. If you are visiting with us, I know a lot of you came from out of town, we're thankful you're here. We hope you will come back next year, and we hope that all of you are safe on your travels home. Also, we'd like for you to stick around if you got a chance. We'd like to get to know you a little bit better if we can. Jeff, Brady, are there anything else we really need to make an announcement for the group? We're very happy you were here. Please be safe on your way home. Ben, would you word our minds in prayer, and we'll be dismissed.
Will you bow with me, please? Our dearest, kind, loving, gracious, all-knowing Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much for your infinite wisdom. Thank you for giving us the ability to sing, and thank you for commanding us to sing. I pray that our songs came up to you in a pleasing way, Lord. Thank you for the joy that it brings us also. Lord, thank you for the men of this congregation and their abilities to lead us in song. Thank you for their willingness to do so. Lord, thank you for all the Christians here. Thank you for the comfort they bring each other and that they bring me. Thank you for our visitors. Thank you for them taking time out of their travels, or thank you for them traveling here to sing praises to you and to encourage us. Lord, we don't deserve anything you've given us, and you've blessed us beyond belief. And I pray that our worship reflects that. Lord, as we leave here this evening, please be with our visitors who are traveling, and be with the number that live here, and bring us home safely if it be your will, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.